Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on, Carver High, with Deion Sanders tonight?
Yeah, there was a report by the NFL Network that Deion Sanders is in the mix or a candidate for the, it's funny to even say, the Florida State head coaching job.
What is going on?
That
there
is a total head scratcher to me. I mean, it's not like Deion has been coaching or doing anything of the sort. Dude's just been living his best life, like on NFL Network, Sunday nights,
ball,
you get the call.
I think he does actually coach high school football.
Does he?
Yeah, I think he does. He's been doing it like this last couple of years.
Yeah, they were showing images of it before on after the game.
Yeah, he has been coaching. Now listen,
against high school football.
But what college kid?
A whole nother
but
animal.
What college kid that would play for, let's say, that would want to go to Florida State? Let's say that wouldn't want to like be coached by him. I've heard all these people bashing this guy. I have a guy constantly arguing with me about this. Somebody asked me. He asked me who was who is the most competitive players in any sport I've ever seen, and I said Deion Sanders was one of them. I just thought that guy was, I was never a Florida State fan. Let me be very clear, I'm a Miami fan, so I love the Canes. I will never root for Florida State on this earth. It'll never happen. But I will say this, that I respect greatness. Okay. That guy was the greatest cornerback I ever saw play football, right? Is there anyone else? Like, bar none. I'm sorry. I mean, not only was he great, like, you could not throw the ball his way, right? Literally, he took the field away from you. And he was, he's in the Hall of Fame, right? He was the best corner I ever saw, and he was the best kick returner I ever saw. I mean, who's better than him running back kicks? Who? I want to know who it is. I know some people will come up with some names, but that guy was...
Well, there's guys that were, all they did was return kicks, that were obviously explosive. Devin Hester, et cetera, et cetera. Deion was a cornerback.
Right.
A great man, cornerback, who also was a great kick returner.
Right.
These other guys that were great kick returners, They weren't great at the other things they were doing.
I thought Devin Hester was really good.
Devin Hester's one of the, Dante Hall, Devin Hester, guys
but
like
I
that.
I still personally think Deion Sanders is better than Devin Hester. And not only that, but when he picked off a pass, forget it. It was the same job, running back a pass as running back a kick. If that guy got the ball and you had to catch him on the football field, you had a problem on your hands, right? And then he played baseball. And he was pretty good at that, too. You can say whatever you want about him as a baseball player, but he played in the World Series, did he not? Played in Super Bowls, won Super Bowls, and, was one of the greatest players in NFL history, bar none. One of the greatest college football players ever, bar none. Can anyone dispute that? You cannot tell me that guy is not one of the most competitive athletes you've ever seen. You can't even sell me that. I get this guy constantly yelling at me. One time I had an argument with the guy about it, and then like a month later, he came back at me again. Like last night, the guy wrote me again telling me he's a P and everything else. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have never heard anyone ever in my life, ever on the air for 35 years, I've never heard one person say that guy was a loser or that he was a P or that he was this or he was that. This guy said he never tackled anyone. Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me when you talk about that guy. Is he not in Canton with a bust? Shut the Pharrell up. Shut up. Just stop. Is there anything worse than sports fans that think they know more than you or something when they're trying to sell you that some guy sucks that's in the Hall of Fame? They're trying to sell you that Deion Sanders sucks? Are you kidding me? What kind of a tool do you have to be to sell me that guy sucks? He doesn't even suck at television. He sucks at nothing.
That's an extremely silly thing to say.
Well, do you want me to read it to you? Do you want me to read these texts, how bad this guy bashed him, saying he's this, he's that, he's a wussy, he's all the rest? And I'm like, dude, he just said that Michael Jordan's the greatest competitor in the history of sports.
Whatever.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with you saying that Deion Sanders isn't. Deion Sanders, I hated him, but he was the greatest player to watch play football. And in my, like, honestly, that guy dominated football games, college at Florida State and in the NFL with the Niners and Cowboys. Forget about it. And even the Falcons. It was ridiculous. When he played for the Falcons, he was literally the fastest guy on the planet. He was the most dynamic football player. You can't even argue it. You can't even argue it.
I'm not going to argue it at all. He was absolutely one of the most dynamic football players ever, period.
So what kid wouldn't want to play for him?
I'm not saying that kids wouldn't want to
play for him than Willie Taggart.
Look, I'm not saying kids wouldn't want to play for him.
I'd rather play for him than Jimbo Fisher.
My worry would be not him bringing the kids there. My worry is him coaching a high-level college football program. I get he's done this high school thing I was just reading about. He's done some high school stuff.
But what doesn't he know about football?
This is big-time college athletics. This is not coaching a high school football team. I'm just saying, listen, I'm sure they'd put the right people around him who have experience doing it, and that would help him along, obviously.
But you think that if he got the job, it would be a disaster?
Yes, I do. I think that it would.
Mavia, are you willing to go there? Do you think he'd fail miserably at being a coach at Florida State?
I think you definitely need to assemble staff that has a lot of experience around a guy who doesn't have that experience. You know, he could be good. He knows his stuff, obviously, from all his talent, all his years of doing it. But
they're giving coaching jobs now to guys right off the street.
Right, but that's
the
problem.
Baseball players right off the field.
I think that's
so
different.
David Ross can be the manager of the Cubs and Deion Sanders can't manage college football?
It's different.
What's different about it? Major League Baseball. This guy's never managed a day in his life, and he's going to go manage. Aaron Boone, same thing. He did it. No problem. David Ross, they're saying he's going to have no problem. Dave Roberts, no problem. So you're telling me Deion Sanders, a guy that's in the Hall of Fame.
It's different professional and in college. It's different.
What's different about it? Pros is even harder. College is easier than coaching in the Major League Baseball or NFL. I'm telling you, college is way easier than coaching in the pros. I would not give him a job as a head coach in the NFL tomorrow, but I would give him that job at Florida State. You know why? Because everyone else they've given it to has been an absolute shack show. You might as well give it a whirl and then figure out if it can work.
I just think football is the hardest thing to be the head coach in. Baseball might be the easiest.
What guy are they? Have you seen the list of names of these hacks that they're going to bring in there and give this job to? If I were that guy at Clawson or whatever at Wake Forest, I wouldn't even take that job at Florida State. It's such a disaster right now. Florida State's a landmine. It is. It's a landmine. You're walking into a landmine field. It really is. What's safe about that job? No one that gets that job isn't in trouble. They're in trouble from the day they take it. It's a disaster. It has turned into, like, the complete, it has burned to the ground. Florida State football is literally burned to the ground. It has.
And you're going to have a guy who's never done something like this before be the one to resurrect
it? Well, all these big-name coaches that have been there have failed.
Willie Taggart is not a big-name coach.
Well, they sure thought he was.
That was
when
a
they
mistake
gave him the job.
From the start.
Well, everyone they've given the job to has been a mistake.
He's the only one that's had it. Jimbo Fisher won a national title there.
I think the guy could actually do decent. I think he could do decent.
He needs the right people.
Will you be surprised if he gets the job?
I would.
Really?
I would still be stunned.
855, what do you think, fans? Do you think Deion Sanders can coach at Florida State? Do you think he'd be a good coach of the Seminoles? 855-212-4CBS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.